State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When you need to know.
I feel like what Chris is doing is trying to capitalize a little bit more on Frankfort as a destination place that's close to Indianapolis and close to Lafayette. And I think one of the most exciting aspects of that is the Prairie Creek Park venue and just the whole idea of bringing events to downtown Frankfort, getting people out of their house, getting them down to the square, which is lovely.
On the air first when seconds count.
It's somewhat similar, but different. The difference is it's contained. It was in a building where RNA was outside. So all this is contained inside the building, which makes it a little rougher, harder to extinguish.
The news team you've come to depend on.
We've been so impressed with the show of support from our whole community. And that's really important. It's been important from the beginning that this be a grassroots effort.
WILO.
The more of it improved buildings, make them look good, then the people will come in.
On the air first from your official weather station, WILO.
Do you know someone who is a true community hero? Someone who has made a true difference and has a true passion for making Clinton County a better place to live? If so, here is your chance to help them get recognized. Get your nomination form at WILO, Frankfort Main Street, or Frankfort Community Public Library and return to the same locations. To be eligible, they must be a Clinton County resident and there is no age limit. The Community Hero brought to you by Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods and your home for classic hits, WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
And welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm and Sharon Sage and Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Now going to be joined on the phone by our guest, who is Brandon Crone. Brandon, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. So how's the world of Brandon Crone doing since you're over at Butler these days?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
I said, how's the world of Brandon Crone doing over at Butler these days?
I'm doing great over here, Butler. It's been great going on my seventh season. Well, be the seventh season since coming back, so it's been a joy to be back at the alma mater for sure.
And you're the head of director of men's basketball operations over there. So talk a little bit about what is all the duties of a men's basketball operations person over at Butler.
I don't know if you have enough time in your show for all.
I got plenty all the time we need, man.
Basically I'm kind of the first stop for everything, in terms of travel, academics, year practice schedules, game schedules, going out to New York with the freshman fundamentals program. I mean, there's, kind of a number of different things that keep it going. It's kind of funny because sometimes I still get asked, like, do you have to do anything in the summer? And I'm like, yeah. You only knew how how in depth kind of this thing is, but it, yeah, it's kind of the one stop shop. Everything kind of starts with me.
So how's talk a little bit about your high school career. I know you graduated, what, 2003, I think it was?
Yes, 2003.
Who was coaching here at the time? Was it Coach Bill Holland or was it somebody else?
So it was Cliff Swan, coached my junior, senior year. Coach Eckelbarger was there for my freshman, sophomore year.
What's your memories about playing basketball over Case Arena?
Oh, I mean, great memories. I had a lot of friends there. I mean, still talk to this day from that. But I mean, it's fun too when you're talking to people and you can say, hey, you know, I grew up playing in Case Arena. A lot of people know it. A lot of people know the hot dogs when you say that. So that's fun. And I, you know, played for two great coaches. Coach Eckelbarger is obviously in the Hall of Fame. Got to go to that, I think, 2 years ago now. Got to go see him, kind of get inducted into that. So, you know, when you get to play in Case Arena and you get to play for two really good coaches, that you have a lot of great memories.
Then also, you had a pretty good career over at Butler there, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, it didn't start out great. In 2003, you know, we kind of had the highest rated class, you know, about all those ranking things. And, you know, kind of struggled first year. I got injured with a knee injury and then, you know, kind of had a couple transfers leave. And then, yeah, then last 2 years there were really special. And especially senior year going to the Sweet 16 and being ranked, I think we got as high as number 9 in the country. And getting a five seed at the time for Horizon League team at Butler in the NCAA tournament. That was something unheard of. So that was a really special year.
You know, you talk about being in the Horizon League, but you guys are now in the Big East. So talk about how much you guys have changed, you know, the type of competition that you play from back when you were in school to where you are now.
Yeah, it's a huge difference. Obviously, they do the round robin in the Big East. So you're going to play everybody. And, you know, when you're going against, you know, Georgetown and Villanova and Providence with their athletes and, you know, every single night, it definitely takes a toll. You kind of, you know, just the athlete you have to recruit, you know, at that level to kind of make it through, you know, that gauntlet is crazy. I mean, if you even look at our schedule this year with the Big East, and then you also have a non-conference game with Florida and Hinkle Fieldhouse, which will, on a Saturday, you play Ole Miss, you play Baylor. So we'll have seven high major games in non-conference along with your conference schedule. So it's a bear, and you really have to have some great athletes to make it all the way through.
Where do you think you guys are this year, and are they ready to take on a schedule like that?
Yeah, you know, we have a very loaded juniors and senior class. Obviously, senior class headed by Kamar Baldwin and Sean McDermott, who's been there for many years. So they're ready. You know, I think they've put in an unbelievable amount of work in the summer. We have a strength coach that's been there about a year now, and he's solely men's basketball. So he's put in some extreme amount of work with the guys. And, yeah, I mean, the physique and kind of where they're at in their leadership and how they're taking this team, I think they're ready for it. But yeah, like I said, it's going to be we'll know early because of who we're playing.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you got a couple of exhibition games, and one against Marty Eckelbarger's son over at IUK.
Yep.
And when is that game again?
That's Saturday, the 26th, so we're about a week away from that one.
Okay. So that should be fun seeing them and getting involved with the game. What do you guys want to try and do in these? You have, what, two exhibition games, if I'm not mistaken?
Yep. Basically, you know, you schedule these, you know, some teams do one exhibition and one, like, closed scrimmage, you know, where you're going against someone that, you know, has the same, you know, type of athletes or your same type of level. You know, we've done two exhibitions in the past. We try to get, you know, really good teams that have had some success and, you know, that love to come into Hinkle. And really what it is, it's kind of a dress rehearsal for us. You know, we like to do two of them because we're fortunate enough where we have fans that come to the game. So we have, you know, 8,000 to almost, we may even have a sellout next week during homecoming, you know, so a sellout for exhibition. It gives our players a chance to really, you know, lights are on, people are in the gym, you know, what are you going to do? So, and then we try to see rotations and, you know, who plays well together and, So it's kind of just a whole dress rehearsal and game day routine.
Who else besides IUK have you got for an exhibition?
University of Indianapolis.
I couldn't remember who the other one was. So you got those first two games, and who do you start your regular season, start playing for real against?
Yeah, so we'll open up November 6th against IUPUI. They'll come in, and then you follow that up with the weekend game of New Orleans, and then we get our real, you know, New Orleans is a good program, and their coach is from Bloomington, so that he knows Indianapolis, he knows Butler. And then we have Minnesota that comes in right after that, into Hinkle. So kind of start off the season with a bang.
Do you guys like starting the season so early? So I know it seems like you're getting started earlier and earlier. Is that good or bad for you guys?
You know, that's a great question. I actually was meeting with Coach George the other day, and we're trying to figure out what is best going forward. I mean, we've been able to practice with the rule changes. Mm-hmm. You can practice up to 4 hours in July all the way to now.
Okay.
So, and then once you're able to start during the season, you get 20 hours. Obviously, that extends for the week. But it's crazy. I mean, these players aren't getting any time off, and so we're trying to balance it because we've had some early injuries that, you know, and you're like, okay, are we going too long? But they don't get to stop. It is a full-time thing. Back when I played, in the summers, all you did was play open gym. You weren't even allowed to be coached by your coaches.
Right.
So now, you know, when you can have these kids in the gym all year and with coaching and, you know, the demands of that. So I don't know if I like it all that much. I just think it just wears on these kids and how long they have to go and the demands of it.
Well, and on top of that, you throw the high stress of academic load that you guys have at Butler. That makes it difficult for some of those kids.
Oh, no question. I mean, you're coming into, you know, you've been practicing since July. Now, you know, you used to be able to start October 15th. So you had about 4 or 5 weeks to kind of get acclimated to the first semester. Well, we're starting official practice September 27th, I believe. So, I mean, you're losing 2 more weeks of just getting acclimated, to the academic load. You know, the guys that have been there for a while, they know it. They know the demands, and they've kind of, it's really your freshman, sophomore that are like trying to figure out the whole time management deal. So it definitely can be a challenge.
You know, I think one of the keys to you guys' success this year, and I hate to put it on one person, but I think I'm going to, because, you know, Jordan Tucker comes in with so much hype playing at Duke, and he seems like he's either great or he's struggled. So is that a fair assessment for Jordan or not?
No, I mean, he's definitely kind of, last year, you know, we had some really big highs, and, you know, he's also had some big lows. So, I mean, that's what we're working on in practice nonstop with him, just trying to get him consistent. You know, every day in practice to get it to translate. You know, I think what's great about this team this year is going to be the versatility. You know, now that we have Bryce Enzi, who set out last year, who's a 6'6", you know, actually about 6'7", you know, who can play the 4, he can play the 5, he can really move. He's a very similar to Tyler Wideman in the past, mm-hmm. if you remember him at all.
I remember him, yeah.
So what that allows is now Sean McDermott doesn't have to play the power forward, which
right.
is what he played all last year. So, you know, we now have some versatility where, you know, hey, if you're not consistent, you know, we got a guy out behind you, and so we're going to play the guys that want to win and the guys that are doing everything to help us.
You know, another name that's kind of familiar to people around here is Derek Smits, who's went to Valpo and now back here, of course, with Rick Smits' son. So how's he doing so far for you guys?
Man, he's fit right in. He's an older, you know, he's graduate transfer, so he's older. He's really bright. He knows the game, so I think what's been great about him is he stepped right in and he's helping, you know, John Michael Malloy from Carmel, who's a freshman for us, and he's teaching him. I mean, he's picking up, you know, it's all new to Derek, you know, terminology, what you're supposed to do, but he picks it up like that, and then he helps the other guys. So he's been a great addition. You know, he's a Butler type kid all the way, and you know, I think he's really going to have a great year for us.
Who out of the younger people or the people who are just now basically joining this program would you expect to be good that people probably don't know that much about?
That's a great question. I mean, right now, I mean, we're so kind of veteran-dominated with the seniors and with the juniors. But a kid that came out from New Jersey, his name's Caleb Battle. His brother is Tyus Battle, who played at Syracuse and actually just signed a contract with the Timberwolves. So he'll be a freshman. He's a two-guard, quick, explosive, can really get to the rim, can shoot it a little bit. So I think look for him to really kind of have a good year for us. As far as the others, it's going to be the steady. I mean, you still have Aaron Thompson, Kamar Baldwin, Sean McDermott, guys that have been there for a long time and started a lot of games for us. We're going to kind of be relying on them, and they're going to have to anchor us.
I'm just looking here at something. I've got Andy Katz's 2019-2020 Big East predictions, and he says Kamar Baldwin is underrated. Would you agree with that?
I think a little bit nationally, probably. I think that happens when you miss the NCAA tournament. He's obviously our leading scorer last year. But when you kind of miss that tournament, you don't get spotlighted as much. I mean, the coaches in the Big East definitely know because you know about the game plan and what they do. Kamar's been a pure joy to even just be around and see his development. He's a yes sir, no sir kind of guy. I don't even know if he's missed a class his entire 4 years at Butler, which is almost unheard of.
Right.
He just does everything you ask for him. He wants to perfect it. And, I'm really excited to see his senior year and, really hope it goes well just because of him and the kind of kid he is.
Are you convinced that the Big East is Villanova against the field, or how would you view that statement? That's another thing you can't say.
Yeah. It's a great – honestly, this year, as opposed to any other one, I think it is the most wide open it's been. To your point, Villanova is kind of the blue chip, and they're up there, and they have it. You got to kind of take it from them every year. But the league is so spread out this year. You guys like Miles Palace, Eaton Hall, that kid is one of the best players in the country. It's not even close. You have guys like Marcus Howard and Marquette who put up 350-point games last year. So Providence returned a ton of talent. Georgetown has returned a ton of talent. So, to win the league, whoever wins the league is going to have four or five losses. I just don't think there's a way around it in terms of just how good this league is this year.
I was a little surprised. I don't know I was a little surprised Marquette lost some of their surrounding players besides Marcus Howard. I was a little surprised to see some of those people leave. I don't know how you thought about that or not.
Yeah, I don't know kind of the circumstances around that. I mean, I know if all those guys were there, they were going to be a top 10, top 8 team.
So, without a doubt.
I think with losing that, obviously their ceiling is a little bit lower now. But there's still a lot of good players up there. So yeah, I don't know kind of what went into that, but that definitely was a lot of talent that left.
Okay, Brandon, anything else you'd like to add before I let you go this morning?
No. Excited. Appreciate you having me on.
Not a problem.
I think the only tough thing for me in this spot is when you're director of basketball operations, you're not allowed to go see high school games. Because it's considered recruiting. So I know they have a good coach over there at Frankfurt. He's come down to a couple practices and had a chance to talk with Nate and stuff. So I'm excited for the Hot Dogs this year. Hope they have a good year, too.
Well, we're all hoping for a little more success. Our football is 0-9 and probably going to be 0-10 because they got a tough draw in the playoffs for next week. So we're hoping for something really good to start happening. So, Brandon, really appreciate your time. Best of luck to you and the Bulldogs, and we'll catch you further down the line, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Take care of yourself. All right. Bye-bye. That was Brandon Crone, who is the Director of Operations for Butler University. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance agents Susan Casper and Tony Theofatis.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14.
41, 31. I mean, 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Your free local online newspaper. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Do you know someone who is a true community hero? Someone who has made a true difference and has a true passion for making Clinton County a better place to live? If so, here is your chance to help them get recognized. Get your nomination form at WILO, Frankfort Main Street, or Frankfort Community Public Library and return to the same locations. To be eligible, they must be a Clinton County resident and there is no age limit. The Community Hero brought to you by Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods and your home for classic hits, WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
And welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance agents Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. We'd like to thank Brandon Crone for joining us from over at Butler. He's the director of men's basketball operations over at Butler. It was great to hear and talk with him this morning, talking about Butler basketball and the fact that college basketball season is right around the corner, y'all. It's not too far away. So it's getting closer and closer. And also, what's really kind of even more strange, or even kind of frightening, girls basketball season starts the first week in November. So we're going to be getting those coaches and players on here very shortly. That's our goal for next week. I think we'll try and get them on here for next week. One thing else I do want to mention, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but Hallie Grossman, who's an ESPN staff writer, did a tremendous article about Tyler Trent, the legacy he's left over at Purdue. Tremendously great article, and there's a nice little video that's attached to it. I definitely encourage you, if you can get on ESPN's website, to go ahead and take a good long look at that. It's a great article, and it's a very heartwarming article as well. So if you get a chance, check out Hallie Grossman's piece on that they did on Tyler Trent over on ESPN. What we're going to do here now in the last 8-9 minutes of the show is we're going to recap high school football from last night and the playoff picture that's coming up. We'll do that here for you for the next few minutes or so. Last night in the Sagamore, Crawfordsville defeated Frankfort by a score of 20-6. North Montgomery defeated Danville by a score of 18-15. It was Tri-West over Southmont, 29-13. Western Boone wrapped up a perfect 7-0 record in the conference with a 47-7 victory over Lebanon. So Western Boone wins the Sagamore, and they wound up winning the 7-0 record. Tri-West is 6-1. Then you have three teams at 4-3, North Montgomery, Danville, Lebanon. Southmont's a little further down the line, so that's how that one wrapped up. Over in the Hoosier Heartland last night, Delphi defeated Taylor 47-0. Eastern defeated Clinton Prairie by a score of 34-0. Sheridan defeated Carroll 64-56. Tri-Central defeated Clinton Central by a score of 41-14. So Eastern rolls through the league at 7-0. They're perfectly 9-0 on the season right now. So we'll go ahead and see what's going on there. We got a caller. Caller on the air, go ahead.
Hey, this is Coach Saylor from Carroll. How are we doing this morning?
Pretty good. How you doing, Kevin?
Good. Good.
How do you coach and deal with games like last night? You guys had a track meet last night.
Well, it was one of those nights where both offenses got rolling, and you know, we just didn't come up with enough stops late in the game to get the win.
So going into postseason, knowing that you got to be a little bit better defensively, are you? I'm sure you got to be thrilled with your offense, but then again, now is the defense a concern for you now heading into postseason, or where are you at now?
Well, we had some injuries happen last night. We were at one point without our top five linebackers.
Oh, gee.
So we had four freshmen on the field that were giving us everything they had, and we had some guys moved around. So we just got to get healthy, and I think the defense will play a little bit better, but. We just had some dings and some bumps and some guys out here and there, so we've got to see what we can do to get healthy.
So are all those guys that got hurt last night, are they going to be back for you next week?
We don't know. Some of it's going to be day-to-day. I don't know if any of it's season-ending stuff, but we'll have to see how they progress. You know, we had a rolled ankle and that kind of stuff, so...
Mm-hmm.
A couple people and a sore knee, so we'll see what it ends up being. But I hope we can get those guys back, because that will make a big difference for us.
Offensively, you had to be thrilled, I take it, with what happened. So talk about some of your offensive people, skill position people, particularly from last night.
Well, Clay Metzger had a tremendous game for us. He had 11 carries for 115 yards and four catches for 95. And a 70-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, and had two other touchdowns for us. So he had a good night. Aiden Ayers was able to get us. He started the game off with a 67-yard touchdown run and had two touchdown catches. And, you know, both of those guys played well. Jaden Harness had a 70-yard touchdown run. So those three guys in particular played well. I thought the offensive line did a nice job. Hunter Fowlerfield had a good game for us on the offensive line. I thought Sergio Santiago, who's one of our guards, had a nice game as well. So pretty good showing from those guys.
Of course, now next week is the playoffs, and of course every key in the playoffs is don't turn the ball over and of course minimize penalties. I take it that's going to be the philosophy and make sure everybody's healthy as possible.
Right. Last night we had one interception, and that was it. So, as a whole, we did a pretty good job of keeping the ball last night. Just got to get everybody healthy, and we cut down the penalties last night. I think we only had three or four for the night, so which is good. So,
mm-hmm. Now you guys open up at North White. What do you know about them?
They are a solid football team. They're You know, they had a win last night. I think they have four wins on the season.
They're 4-4, yeah.
They'll be a challenge for us, that's for sure.
Is it more difficult playing teams that you may not know that much about, who started slow but now are coming on, or vice versa? How do you look at games like that? Because they've won four of their last five now.
You know, sometimes it's who you play and when you play them. Sometimes it's teams get better, so we really take a look at the film and see where those guys are at. You know, try to figure out ways to counter that. So when teams get better, you have to ramp up your preparation.
But you feel like you're in pretty good shape for next week's game, then, by take it, don't you?
You know, we feel like we got a chance to win. I mean, obviously, you know, I think they've got a couple of good players from what I've seen on the limited film I've seen so far. Our guys just got to come ready to play, and I hope we do that, and hope we're healthy enough to get a win.
Yeah, because now it's, you know, you hate to use that old phrase, win or go home, but that's what it's what it's down to. So
that's what we talked about with our kids this morning. You have to prepare like you're playing your very last football game in your life, and we have to prep that way. Like everything is on the line, every snap. So, you know, it puts a little added pressure on you, but hopefully we have a sense of urgency with that. I asked our guys in our room today, how many of you have won a sectional game? And most of our guys have done that before, so they know what it takes to get the job done.
That's definitely got to help you at this time of year, too. You got some people been there before, and they kind of know what it takes to do it.
Absolutely. The last couple of years, you know, my juniors and seniors have been a part of some sectional wins. So they know what it's like, and they know what that competition's like, and they know what that pressure is to win or go home.
Okay. Kevin, anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, thanks. But thank you guys for having us on.
Kevin, great congratulations on last night, and best, even though you didn't quite get it over, quite get it done last night, but good luck to you the rest of the season, okay?
Thank you.
All right, take care of yourself. All right, bye-bye. That was Kevin Saylor, who's the head football coach over Carroll, who lost a tough one over Carroll last, or at Sheridan, 64-56 last night. What we're going to do next week is we will have Frontier, who was 6-2 at Clinton Prairie. It's 5-4. That'll be our game on WILO next Friday night. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock. Then over on Shine 99 TV, we'll have the Indianapolis Lutheran game at Sheridan. Lutheran comes in 8-0. Not many people know that much about it, but they'll come in 8-0 as they'll be at Sheridan, who's 6-3. That'll be the game also 7 o'clock next Friday night on Shine 99 TV. Let me give a quick wrap-up of the other scores from last night from the Hoosier Conference. Cass defeated West Lafayette 49-42 for the championship of that league. The third-place game went to Central Catholic as they got past Western 21-20. Fifth-place game went to Rensselaer as they defeated Tipton 24-7. Seventh-place game went to Twin Lakes. They downed Hamilton Heights 28-21. And the ninth-place game saw Benton Central defeat Northwestern by a score of 27-19. That's going to wrap it up for the show this week. Our thanks to our guests we had on the show this morning. Thanks to our sponsors, State Farm Insurance Agents Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. So until next week, take care, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
This has been Inside the Huddle on WILO, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, and Tony Theofanis, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Join us next Saturday at 9 a.m. for another edition of Inside the Huddle on WILO.